that Rabbi Ashinsky or Rabbi Givitz would come for services, whatever.
I mean, they'd come like to deliberate. They call it the Russia those days.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's see, I think I skipped this. Did any of the friends you met earlier in Pittsburgh remain your lasting friends, like the first 5 or 10 years when you were here? I mean, a lot of these same people.
Some of them passed away. Mm-hmm. We still have some of the friends.
So were any of these non-Jewish people?
No.
Mostly they're all Jewish people. Mm-hmm. And most of the people, how did you meet people when you first came here? Was it mostly just your friends, relatives that you knew, or you went with cousins?
Cousins, and then met up, you know, outside my family there, and kept friendly with them, and we used to love together.
Where did you spend Seder? I mean,
Seder,
your father,
home.
I guess, had Seder.
Always had Seder.
Were there other relatives, too?
Oh, yeah,
or just your immediate family?
Just immediate family.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Enough.
And when did you become an American citizen? Are you an American citizen?
Well, my father became. I don't know. I'd have to look that up to see.
Uh-huh.
And,
but I guess you acquired your American citizen,
yeah.
too. You went to school and, you know. Mm-hmm. When did you first vote?
We got copies of his.
You do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps that would be something we would be interested in photographing, with copies of his. I have to find out. You know, the copies of your father's papers.
I know he has one of my sister's, I think.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we want to find something else we could use.
See if I have a copy of mine. Each
well, you can let me know about that. Then when did you first vote?
I don't remember.
How old you were when you first voted? Or
probably.
Well, I guess you had to be
21
then,
yeah.
too, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you were able to. Did you belong to any political party at all, particularly?
No.
In the early years, you weren't active in any kind of politics? Or,
no.
Mm-hmm. And where did you first meet your wife?
Through the group, you know, like we'd go to picnics.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you first met her?
19, 18.
Mm-hmm. How old was she?
She was about the same age.
Mm-hmm. About the same. And when were you married?
1919.
Okay. And were you married in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
And who married you?
Ashinsky.
Mm-hmm. How long had you known each other before you were married?
Probably a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Did you go steady, or you just on and off you knew each other, but did you go steady or engaged
steady.
A long time?
There's no engagement, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I had gave her a ring that time.
And after you gave her your ring, it was you were engaged
yeah.
for quite a while. What, for a year or more?
About a year. So.
Mm-hmm. And is this when you were in the grocery business then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see. So your marriage wasn't prearranged.
No.
If
no,
you
no
were in, yeah, if
no
you were in Europe, if you think if you were in Europe, it would have been. If you would have stayed in Europe, your marriage would have been prearranged.
I'd have gotten about $300.
Yeah,
not,
good dowry. Now then, well, you didn't get anything. You were cheated.
Yeah,
from I hear what I hear, you got a wonderful wife. Uh huh. I see. And was she from born in this country, your wife, or was
no,
she from
no,
Europe too?
She was from Europe.
From the same part of Europe?
No,
or?
She was from Poland.
Uh-huh.
Up near Warsaw.
Uh-huh. I see. But I'm sure that didn't make any difference. Would you have cared if it was from what country your wife was from, or as long as she was Jewish, huh?
That's right.
Good Yiddish maidel. Yeah. Did you or your friends at that time ever marry non-Jews that you knew of any?
No.
You never knew of any people around at that time that married out of their religion. Did you think about this? Did anybody really think about it in those days? Or it was just verboten? It didn't even enter your mind, huh? I see. Well, many young couples today have a hard time when they're first married, their adjustments and all. Were there any particular hard time of adjustment when you were first married?
No, all of it is work, and both of us work.
Oh, your wife worked too. Yeah. Where did she work?
Well, when we got married, she worked and helped in the store, and stayed in the store.
Oh, she helped you in the business. Where did she work before that?
She worked when I went to this, she worked in Kaufman's.
Mm-hmm. Was she selling?
Yeah.
A sales girl, huh? I see, and then she helped in the grocery.
And we got married. Mm-hmm.
And then where did you live when you first got married?
Then, upstairs is a store. The store that time in Valley Avenue.
That's what most people did. My grandparents too.
Way down near Heron Avenue. They lived upstairs.
Who made the important decisions in your home?
I don't know. So the boat, they...
Half and half, huh? Well, that's the right way, huh? You weren't all the boss and she wasn't all the boss.
No.
Was this the same in your parents' home, too? Or was your father more dominating
than
your mother?
Well, he was sort of more of a...
More the boss, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The decisions were his. He ran everything, huh? Let's see. And then how many children did you have, Mr. Weiner?
Myself?
Yeah.
Two.
Oh, I see. You just have your
Phyllis
son.
Phyllis and Jerry.
I see. And Jerry's in Newcastle. Mm-hmm. And what kind of schooling did your children have?
Well, Phyllis went to public school, high school, and she went to fifth.
Mm-hmm. I'll just put the boy on. Put names on. Mm-hmm. Your boy graduated medical school.
He graduated medical school.
Mm-hmm. And Phyllis.
He was in service.
And Phyllis graduated.
Fifth.
Yeah, fifth. She went to fifth. I see. Did they? Did you give them any Jewish education?
Well, they went to
your son.
Sunday school, Hebrew school, and Tree of Life. They went.
Mm-hmm.
They were at that time members of Tree of Life.
See, that's right. You settled away from them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And was your wife and you kept a strictly kosher home, and you considered yourself very religious?
No, I wouldn't say no.
Kosher, I mean?
At the beginning, we
did. Yeah, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So it was different than your parents' home?
Oh, yeah.
Your home was different. So you felt then the way your parents raised their children was different than the way you raised yours, you did in your own way. Mm-hmm. Do you remember any problems in raising your children?
No.
Due to the fact that you were an immigrant? I mean, due to the fact you were an immigrant, it made no difference in raising
your children. No, we had no problems.
Your children.
I wouldn't want to raise them today.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Jerry was 11 years old. He used to come to the store and stay, come down and work behind the counter. It was 11 years when he used to wait on
customers.
You
know, I think this is what all our children need, to start a work early and raise and start making money early.
They wouldn't do it. I mean, I don't think that
all the kids
would want
today,
it today.
Well, most of the kids have a paper route. That's about it.
Yeah.
You know, they start the boys with a paper route. Maybe the girls babysit, but that's really all there is to do. Unless the father has a store and will make them work in the store.
Some of the friends that I had used to sell papers, but they sold it to make a, you know, the kids today,
to
they
eat.
Have a paper
to
out,
eat.
Yeah, they to help the parents, you know, they went to school and they wanted to help them.
It is much harder today. Too many outside influences, it's a different world.
Today they have them though.
It's not, it's everybody. It's just
that kind
general,
of life. I don't know if
it's not good.
But still, you would want him to live the life that really you wanted the best for them. But they don't think it's coming.
Yeah. And yet, the more people I interview, the more I see that we have so much to learn from your generation. And if everybody would have stuck to this way of raising children and doing things, it would be a better world today.
Made $3, I had to bring it home and give it to my father. I made six.
No such thing as allowances.
They give you maybe, a quarter or half a dollar. Of course, they'd buy, bought the clothes and stuff, but how much clothes did you buy? When I started making $12, then they used to give me $2 a week. I had to give them 10. I said 10 to $2. Now that I got it, I had to buy already my own clothes.
I think that's the only way people learn. That's the only way they appreciate anything, too. Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. Weiner, I really appreciate this and all the information you've given me. I thank you very much. Say it again. We can get it on tape. I mean, after you came from school, all the children would come home
and
clean the house. Scrub the floors, you said?
We had to help my mother with the washing. In those days, there was no washing machines or anything.
Mm-hmm.
There was a big boiler there. You had to scrub your clothes, put them in there, boil them, take them up.
Well, I remember that. The washboards.
Yeah.
And the big pans. And then my grandmother used to make root beer down the cellar.
Okay.
Yeah. Make everything themselves.
They just always helped each other. See.
You didn't have time to get into trouble. You're too busy.
My older sister, they had a grocery store up on the hill, and it was our duty. My father, we had to go help more side.
This is when your older sister was married.
Yeah,
and she had a store too.
Yeah, she had a store.
Oh, well, he had the grocery store, and then your father had the tailor shop.
Mm-hmm.
But there wasn't too much time for playing around or going to the movies. Or did you ever go to the movies or much? Or
oh, once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Son of Amy there, Nickelodeon.
Uh-huh.
5 cents. What else?
Then there was something they called the Labor Lyceum too. That people went to.
I remember where it was. I think it was on Washington Street there. They used to have dances there.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever go to those, or was that mostly for the Zionist people?
People. There was a Zionist hall.
Oh, I see.
On Center Avenue.
But anybody
that's
could go to any of them. You could
Zionist,
go to any of them.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we got married in the Zionist hall.
Oh, not in the shul.
No.
Not in the shul.
Zionist.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. Well, can you remember any other interesting things up there in the early years that they had besides, or places? Well, I know there was a Yiddish theater.
Yeah.
There was a Yiddish theater there.
In Center Avenue. Uh-huh. Simon was the actor. They called it Simon's Theater.
Oh, is that what it was? Mm-hmm. Okay. Married, where was your first home then? Oh, you did tell me.
Yeah.
Above the store. And
yeah.
That was on what street again?
On Raleigh
Avenue. That's right. And then how long did you live there?
About 4 or 5 years.
And then you moved to Oakland. Is that when you moved to Oakland then?
No, I went from there. I went to Farrellview.
Oh, I see.
When my brother was in the luggage business, and he taught me to open a store there, and I opened up a store there.
I see. What year was that? When was that about?
I can't remember.
Well, it was how many years after you were married? You said you were at the grocery store on Wiley Avenue.
Well,
about
at least about 5 years.
About 5 years, uh-huh. And then you went to Farrell.
We only stayed there a short time and come back and bought another store in Bell Sewer.
Oh, the grocery store. Uh-huh. I see. And did you didn't live in Beltsuber, though. That's when you lived
in...
Lived in Beltsuber.
Yeah, I lived in back of the school.
I see. How many years were you there?
About a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. And then did you move to Pittsburgh from there?
Back to Pittsburgh. I used to come every day to see my parents and my wife.
Yeah, that isn't very far. Uh-huh. Then your children were born in Beltsuber.
Phyllis was, she was born when we were in Lolly Avenue.
Oh, I see. Both your children were born on Lolly Avenue.
Then we had the store on Fifth Avenue. We lived upstairs.
Oh, it was Beltsuber and then Fifth Avenue.
Yeah, and that's where Phyllis went to. She went to Frick School, I think.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Well, then when you had the strong Wiley Avenue, that's when you lived in Oakland. Then did you move to Oakland?
No, I lived there.
We moved
in Oakland after I went out of the grocery business.
Oh, I see.
We moved to Niagara City.
I see. And that's where you were. And you lived the longest there?
Yeah. Not too long.
And then from there, where did you move? Where did you live after that?
I lived on Fifth Avenue on 4th Street there next to my dad's place. Moved around quite a bit.
Well, most families didn't, they say. That's the only way you can make progress.